This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the Planned Parenthood Annual Report, the delivery of health care is down 11%. While recent years have seen larger drops in the number of abortions nationally, our largest abortion provider used its market dominance to see abortions decline barely over 1%, still far more than 300,000 abortions last year. However, observers say Planned Parenthood is having an increasingly difficult time getting customers of any kind through its doors. To meet Sue Thayer is to like her. However, Sue Thayer was once a manager and sex ed teacher for Planned Parenthood. However, the deeper she got behind Planned Parenthood's flashy veneer, the more troubled she became. She saw the telemed abortion sales quotas and realized abortions were hurting women. She quit and began a journey in the state where she once peddled Planned Parenthood's agenda. After helping to bring Planned Parenthood plans for webcam abortions there to a grinding halt, she is now Iowa Right to Life Chief Strategist. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Gary Swayze died answering the call to protect citizens at Planned Parenthood. Now friends of the preacher and pro-life police officer killed at a Colorado abortion clinic have raised nearly $250,000 for the care of his family. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.